This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Local law enforcement officers in Texas will not be able to arrest suspected illegal immigrants, at least not yet. The U.S. Supreme Court upholding an earlier stay on the controversial state law. Supreme Court justices issued a statement saying the stay will remain in effect pending further order of the court. Texas has been in a legal fight with the Biden administration over who holds the authority to enforce immigration law at the U.S. southern border. The U.S. pressuring Israeli leaders to adjust their approach as war continues against Hamas. The White House says Palestinian refugees are now starving in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan referenced the situation in Rafah.
Gaza's other major cities have largely been destroyed, and Israel has not presented us or the world with a plan for how or where they would safely move those civilians, let alone feed and house them and ensure access to basic things like sanitation.
Biden has called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to send officials to Washington in the coming days to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas. Buckingham Palace says King Charles III is alive following reports of his death in Russian media. Dave Collins has more.
Several Russian outlets ran with the news of the king's supposed death using an announcement dated March 18th that featured the palace seal. The palace and several British embassies issued statements denying the reports a month after it was announced that the king had been diagnosed with cancer.
Primary elections are set for five states Tuesday. Although both President Biden and former President Trump have already passed their respective parties' delegate threshold for their respective parties' nominations, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio will all hold elections. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Congress must pass legislation to prevent a partial government shutdown by the end of this week. Funding for six annual spending bills is set to expire at midnight Friday. Lawmakers in the White House remain at odds over how to address border and immigration issues. It's a late winter cold snap for millions this week in many parts of the southern U.S. States like Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia have all woken up with freeze warnings in place the last two mornings. Gas prices once again on the rise. USA's John Schaefer with those numbers.
According to AAA, the national average price on Monday was $3.47, marking a 7-cent increase from the previous week and a 19-cent jump over the past month. The spike in gas prices played a significant role in the inflation reports last week, which were worse than anticipated. The increase is attributed to heightened demand and refinery outages.
Trader Joe's has issued a recall for its own branded cashews over worries of potential salmonella contamination. information. The FDA announced that cashews manufactured by Wenders LLC in Dublin, California, have tested positive for the bacteria. Specifically, the Trader Joe's nuts, 50% less sodium roasted and salted whole cashews. They were distributed in 16 states throughout the U.S. AstraZeneca is introducing a price cap of $35 for its inhalers. The pharmaceutical company announcing this on Monday, mirroring a move made by one of its competitors. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. And we're going to talk the political and strategic history of the world, Volume 1, from the great biographer and historian Lord Conrad Black. He's out with his most ambitious project, is what they say. And he's here with us now to tell us more about it. Lord Black, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, good to have you here. I love history, and I love what you've done here. I mean, you're just going right after it and, you know, breaking down the political and strategic history of the world. This is quite the project.
Yeah, well, I must admit it's been a lot of work. But, you know, I'm now just 3 volumes, and I'm now 3/4 the way through the 2nd volume. So I'm, you know, to take a golfing expression, I'm, you know, I'm on the backs. You know, I'm in the back nine here, coming towards the clubhouse.
You're just you just made the turn, then, huh?
12 to 50 years that I remember a few of the phrases.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm a golfer, so I can relate to that. Lord Black is the former owner of the Telegraph in England, Jerusalem Post in Israel, the National Post in Canada, and the Chicago Sun-Times, along with over 150 other daily newspapers across the U.S., Canada, and Australia. So when he says he hasn't had much time to be on the golf courses these days, you understand why, and especially with a project like this, because I've got to imagine, Lord Black, that this is a project that is very dynamic and wakes you up often in the middle of the night saying, hey, don't forget this this point, right?
Yeah, well, and more prevents me getting to sleep for precisely that reason. And then I mean, sometimes I'm satisfied I'll remember it in the morning, and sometimes I have to, you know, turn a, you know, reading light on and write a note to myself. But, you know, you're right. It gets on your mind quite a bit. I mean, I have real revenue producing function. I have a sort of a business I run. But whenever, see, one thing about writing is you can do it anytime. And when other people are wisely playing golf or tennis or something, this is normally what I'm doing. But you can do it. You can do it on a plane. You can do it on a train. You can do it for an hour between appointments. You can do it anytime.
So are you telling me that writing for you, in a way, is what golfing is to others, you know, decompressing and giving themselves a breather, writing has become that for you?
It is the aspect of golfing and other physical activities that is just, you said, decompression, taking your mind off things. It is that. The exercise part, I think you've got to, you can't just sit and write and do business all day, every day. You've got to do something or you're going to deteriorate physically. So I handle that part of it in as little time as I can with, you know, an artificial bicycle and walking my wife's dog every night.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you mentioned, three volumes. The first is complete. You're more than halfway in the second volume. Tell our audience the first volume. It begins with the early history of the Jews, right?
Yeah, ancient Mesopotamia and ancient India and ancient China. These are the three starting points, and I go as far back as you can where the history is reliable, where you have an adequate, rigorously academic confidence level that it actually happened. So we get into the Old Testament, and some of the Old Testament happened, and some of it didn't, and some of it's fuzzy. And so, you know, I'd recount the facts that were adequately confident were facts and are relevant to what I'm doing. This isn't a history of the world. It's a political history. So it's really a history of how the ancient tribes and clans and groups governed themselves and how they related with each other and how those government and diplomacy, broadly speaking, or intergroup relations anyway, how they developed. And so we do, you're right, we get back into, around 3000 BC, I guess it starts, but we move up pretty quickly to around 1000 BC and the first volume that's been now published, it covers that period from 1000 BC up to the founding of the Roman Empire by Julius Caesar's grand nephew, Octavian Caesar, the Emperor Augustus, up to his death. So you go from a really terribly primitive squabbling tribes in Mesopotamia to a Roman Empire at the beginning of the Christian era, which was astoundingly sophisticated. It covered the entire shore of the Mediterranean, Europe, Africa, and Asia, and went as far east as Iraq, today's Iraq, and Germany in Europe. You could go on fine Roman roads with hostels at proper points, so you can stop for the night or whatever you want, from what is now Portugal to Iraq and from Scotland to Ethiopia. It was a low tax, high security, free trading area, and there were some pressures on the borders, but the Roman legions were for centuries more than capable of protecting the Roman Empire, and it was a remarkably sophisticated government. They had some elections. It wasn't democracy exactly, but there were popular consultations, and the people, 50 million people approximately, had security and low taxes, and people were content. The case is still made by many that the best century in the history of man was the... It was the 2nd century A.D. when you had a sequence of excellent Roman emperors who governed very well. Hadrian, Trajan, Antoninus Pius, and Marcus Aurelius are famous people. Now, I trace more quickly developments in India and China because I'm not dealing with them in detail until the Western world is in a steady and relevant touch with them, but I'm now getting to that point in the second volume. But in the meantime, I give a summary of how both of those ancient cultures are doing. And incidentally, we have been bamboozled by them. It is not the case that the Chinese were more sophisticated than we in the West were. I'm using the term "we" broadly. I'm not talking about North America. I'm talking about the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago. I mean, in fact, the West was considerably more advanced at that time. China had a moment of glory in the Middle Ages where they invented paper and gunpowder and built ships up to 400 feet long and so on. But so, you know, they're coming. But on the other hand, the Chinese are the only people in the world so far who have gone from greatness to decline and back to greatness. And that is a regeneration that is quite remarkable.
Well, you can say that about the Jews as well, couldn't you? You know, their rise and fall and rise again.
The Jews and the Greeks are the great survivors among little peoples. And, of course, in the case of the Jews, it is, this is, as you know, question that Jews themselves don't agree on. But it's not, I think they're more a religion than a race, but in any case,
yes,
they are an identifiable and self-identifying group, and I give them a great deal of admiring attention. I mean, they're historically, they were very, very difficult people to govern. They didn't like to be governed by others, but they didn't much like to be governed by themselves either. And,
no, they didn't much like to be governed by God, frankly. And we'll pick it up and talk more about it on the other side of the break. More from Lord Black after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
As promised, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking the political and strategic history of the world. Volume 1 of 3, Lord Conrad Black, continues with us. As we were saying before the break, the Jews have been an interesting race of people, an interesting religion. As you say, they're always in the Old Testament, you read repeatedly how God referred to them as being stiff-necked. They are self-determined, aren't they?
They are. On the other hand, the whole thing got terribly complicated with the arrival of the Christians, because, as you know, mm-hmm. the Jews were the monotheists. All the other mm-hmm. peoples around them believed the multiplicity of gods, and the Jews believed there was only one God, and they were waiting for the Messiah. Well, 80% of the Jewish population in the first 2 centuries of the Christian era became Christians. I mean, after all, Christ, if Christ wasn't a Christian, who was? I mean, he was a Christian.
Right.
And
right.
An ethnic Aramean, Arimathean Jew, but religiously a Christian. And that was the chief reason at that point for the depopulation of the Jews, not the oppressions of the Romans, but the flocking to
the conversion. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. those who believed that the Messiah had come, and in fairness to the Romans, they felt that they had treated the Jews very reasonably. And they didn't attempt to govern them. As long as the Jews didn't aggravate the Romans, they could govern themselves. Right. And the Romans didn't overtax them or anything, but the Jews rebelled anyway. And that kind of thing really riled the Romans. And that's when you've got the repression under the Emperor Titus, well, Vespasian and Titus, the dreadful business of Masada and so on, and the destruction of the temple. But that wasn't altogether unprovoked. I write, incidentally, I don't want any of your listeners to get this wrong. I write with great admiration of the Jews and of the Greeks, the other small people, that has been timeless. Now, entirely for cultural reasons, there wasn't any great religious distinction to the Greeks, but they were forerunners in identifying the notion of rights and in the development of some of the higher, more challenging and distinguished cultural areas,
right.
Theater and writing and sculpture and so on. And they're still there. They're small countries, but they're admired, respected, countries. And that, you're right, that makes them, I mean, you have a little Greece and a little Israel and a big China and big India. That's your continuity.
Right.
From the very early times.
Right. Well, and you help us understand the model that the Roman Empire operated off of. It's like, look, we're going to provide you security. Trust us to do that, and it will go well. And for the most part, for many years, that's what they did until the Roman Empire could no longer protect everybody, and then it started to unravel. But meanwhile, you've got the Jewish people who were ornery, as I said earlier before we went to break. They were ornery towards God, so why would they not be ornery towards the Roman Empire? And I could imagine they were a bit of a thorn in the side of the Caesars.
Well, it has to be said, Augustus basically set up Herod, and Herod returned the favor by founding the port of Caesarea and naming it after him. But Augustus didn't like Herod. He thought he was a horrible man, nasty, and he murdered his wife and so on. But he said, look, if he's the king of the Jews, that's fine. And we'll keep a legion there, but it'll stay in its barracks unless they're needed to keep order if there's a revolt. And he said to Herod, kind of a state visitor, he said, look, you run Israel any way you want. We're not trying to do it for you. And you're the king, and you have the powers of a king. We don't want our own interests trampled on, that's all. And it worked, yes. It worked very well. But elsewhere, for the most part, where the Romans wanted the resources, as in Spain, where they had gold and silver mines, for example, but they took over the country, but they ran a more liberal system with less slavery or slave-like arrangements, reduce taxes, and higher security for individuals just through normal police work and better infrastructure. They built the viaducts, the aqueducts, the highways all around. You could, as I say, go on a road without being bothered, a good road from Portugal to Iraq. And then they took the local people that were favorable to the Romans, the more talented ones, and put them in the Roman Senate. And so you see, this made some guy from Croatia or Morocco or something, Mauritania was called then. This was a pretty good feather in his cap, you know, to go out and be a Roman senator.
Yeah, without a doubt. Talk about the utilization.
Took up these methods when they put the Maharajas in the House of Lords and you treated them as great dignitaries. And Britain governed India when it had a population, as including what's now Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Burma, and some smaller places, it had 300 million people. It never had more than 100,000 British people in all of that area, but they governed the whole thing because they governed well.
Exactly. You mentioned that Julius Caesar did not destroy the Roman Republic, that actually happened 50 years earlier. We've got about 3 minutes left, and I got to tell you, Lord Black, there's so much more you and I could talk about. But this is going to encourage people to get their hands on your book and to follow the series. Of course, we're talking Volume 1 of the Political and Strategic History of the World. So with 3 minutes left, we'll just hit a couple of quick highlights here, because that's all we have time for, and we're so appreciative of your time. Go ahead.
Well, do you want me to comment on Caesar?
Yes, please, if you would.
Yeah. Well, you see, the reform leaders of the late Roman Republic were the Gracchus family, and they proposed reasonable reforms. They were like the Roosevelts and the Kennedys. You know, they were good family descendants of Scipio Africanus, who won the Second Punic War over Hannibal, and very fine people. And they proposed reasonable reforms, and they were murdered. And therefore, the reform movement just became a simmering, like a kettle that was simmering. When the barbarians, the Teutons and the Cimbri, arrived in northern Italy, the Roman Senate sent armies up under people who had military background, and they were annihilated. So the general Marius was recalled from Africa. He went to southern France. He killed over 100,000 of these Teutons and Cimbri in 2 days and rescued Italy. But the loyalty of his army was to him and not to Rome. And you've got the sequence of political generals, Marius, Sulla, Pompey, and Julius Caesar. And Caesar was right. There was no republic. When there were problems, they turned to the generals. The generals dealt with the problems. The armies that settled the problems were loyal to the generals who led them.
And
the state had become a withered anachronism, a farce. There was nothing to it, and the Senate was just a talking shop. And Caesar was contemplating how to reform things when they murdered him. And the idea, which it's painful for me to take issue with the incomparable William Shakespeare, but the idea that Caesar was some kind of a despot and a tyrant, I don't agree with that. He was given all the powers he had, he was rather a gentle and equable man. And he didn't ask to be made life dictator. The Senate, in their nervosity, kept heaping these honors on him. And then when he didn't show his hand and say, well, this is what my constitution that I propose is, they murdered him because they were too frightened. But they had no reason to be frightened. He was not a malignant person. There are a lot of twists and turns in this story.
Exactly. Lord Conrad Black has been our guest. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is not accepting the judge's decision to keep Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis on the Georgia election interference case. Trump's attorneys have filed to appeal the judge's decision, which allowed Willis to remain as long as Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade walked off the case. Trump's legal team is trying to have the case dismissed and Willis removed due to her romantic relationship with Wade. Trump says once again his comments are being taken out of context by the news media to make him look bad. USA's John Schaefer.
Trump is sharply criticizing Democrats and the media for their portrayal of remarks he delivered over the weekend at a rally in Ohio. Trump stirred controversy by suggesting there would be a bloodbath in the event of his defeat in November's election, clarifying that he was specifically referring to the potential devastation of the auto industry under a second term for President Biden.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It is the contest and the battle that America has been wanting and waiting for. In spite of all the indictments and the interference that's going on, the deal is in. It is going to be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump one more time, the first time in, 60-plus years that this has happened, that we've had a former president going against an incumbent president. So get ready to rumble, as they would say. Megan Barth is with us right now. Megan, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Glad that we had a chance to connect. You've been so doggone busy lately, it's been hard to track you down. So I appreciate a few momentitos to where we can, you know, catch up. First of all, you know, as the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, let's focus on all things Vegas for a moment and the things that you've been tracking. Update us on what's happening there in your wonderful state.
Well, I'm exhausted already, and it's only March 14th. You know, politics is not for the weak. I can tell you that. As the editor of a growing news website, I'm definitely busier than I've ever been, and I enjoy it. Nevada is basically, I would say, just kind of a microcosm of what's happening across the country, and we were always a swing state. However, our state legislature has been hijacked by far left Democrats, progressives, and this is a battle that we have at the state level whereby the legislature, Democratic run legislature, is only one vote away of having a veto proof majority. So our Republican governor may be a lame duck governor after this November election. We'll just have to see. So we're really fighting on the down ballot, not necessarily looking at the top of the ticket for federal elections, but our state elections are so vitally important. And I think that really translates across the country. More people
I was gonna
are
say,
so focused.
More people
are so focused on what's going on in D.C. that they forget that tyranny gets a start in their own backyard, and they sometimes don't pay attention to that or realize how important local elections are, not only from the state level, but all the way down to your city council, to your commissioners, you know, to your local city government.
Well, you look at what happened to California. You know, you and I are from California, and we saw how that crept. It was a slow creep, but very progressive, and here you got California, the poster child of the Democratic Party, the Uniparty, and what have they done to that wonderful state, the Golden State? I mean, they have corrupted it, and you know, and they're putting their constituency in a lot of pain, and it's amazing how they continue to remain in office. I know that you've been doing a lot of work and holding people accountable because the other thing, I mean, it's like it's never ending. Like you said, it's not for the faint of heart because, you know, you can go and chase down one issue and then the next thing you got to remember is, oh, we got to make sure we secure the election and that everybody's vote is counting, right?
Right. And, you know, I've been tasked with kind of covering school boards. And we have 17 different school boards in the state.
Wow.
And the school boards have really become a tool of what I call the administrative state. So what you have is you have the bureaucracy that is electing officials that will do their bidding instead of officials that will do the people's bidding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very important. You know, you look at school board elections, and there's, you know, thousands of votes. There's not tens of thousands of votes. And it often comes down to just a couple hundred votes determining who's going to lead the school board and the school district.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding is there's a pattern here whereby the teachers' unions, the administrative state, the government agency will run their candidate and get behind these candidates who aren't so well known, but they have an enormous amount of power and influence over your children.
Exactly. It really, I mean, it is an organization. It's a cabal, and they've got this thing figured out because everyday Americans, you know, I was saying earlier, Megan, we're busy trying to live life. We're just stressed with the reality of inflation, the cost of living going up. I mean, you know, we're talking about $1,000 more a month. $11,000 a year, Americans are having to pay for the same thing they paid for a year ago, all brought to you by this administrative state, brought to you by the Biden administration and the Democratic policies, and they've got everybody so busy and frantic on the hamster wheel of life that they don't have 2 minutes to say, okay, you know, because that's what I hear, Megan, is, you know, say, look, you've got to find something. Pick a project, whether it's a school board or something else at a local level. Because, as you said earlier, local is so important because if you're going to affect change, change happens a lot faster at the local level versus the federal level. And we've got to start at the root, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I'm such a big down ballot advocate because, you know, that's where the bread is made, right? And in, in Nevada, you mentioned inflation. We actually are a little bit more expensive than the average based on our location and lack of some of the resources. And so our costs per year are over $13,000 more a year.
Wow.
And so, you know, Nevadans are feeling the pinch at a much greater rate than others. And it's going to get worse because Joe Biden has promised trillions of dollars in more spending through subsidies.
Yes.
And, you know,
which means more taxes. I mean, they're as if they haven't drained your wallet and your penny loafer is enough. They're turning you upside down to shake out everything out of you in order to, pay for these new programs that nobody's asking for.
Right. And it's the spending that's the problem. In the State of the Union, there was not one word about cutting spending. It was the massive expansion of taxes, not to help the people at the very bottom rung, but to expand government.
Exactly.
And once you expand government, it never, ever shrinks. That's why I'm a huge proponent and advocate of Rand Paul being the Senate leader, taking over from Mitch McConnell, because he is the only one that I see in Congress from the Senate side actually talking about wasteful spending, reducing the footprint of the federal government, reducing the footprint of federal agencies. You know, I've heard, as you have over the years, about, you know, presidents coming in and eliminating the Department of Education or eliminating some of these departments that don't provide a service that really benefits the public at large, where most of these tasks have handled at the state level, because every state is different. It's a laboratory, right, as of our founders. Yeah,
exactly,
said.
Exactly.
There, when it comes to education, a one-size-fits-all plan simply does not work, because each state has its own needs, it has its own population, et cetera. But yet, the growth of the government is probably one of the most dangerous, tools against the American people, because the American people will be taxed to continue to grow the government rather than grow their own pockets.
Well, it's a self-fulfilling, you know, operation of incompetency. It's one hand feeding the other, and you just mentioned the school system. There's so many other entities that come into question here, but just looking at the education, for all the money that we're spending, and we've been doing this for decades, what do we have to show for it?
Well, exactly. What we have to show for it is for Nevada, for example, we're worst in the nation for education, and that certainly isn't going to help attract new businesses to Nevada.
Yes, without a doubt. I'll tell you, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She's the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Stay with us.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after your enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, the stage is set. This week, both Donald Trump and Joe Biden secured the nomination from their parties, respective parties, and the rematch that America has been waiting for. And I believe America has been waiting for this, Megan Barth, because, you know, it's kind of like a bad Super Bowl game. When there are questionable calls that take place, the losing side says, oh, I can't wait. I mean, if there would be possible to have a rematch, we would love to have a rematch. And sometimes that happens in season. You know, very rarely does it happen again at a Super Bowl. But here we are in a rare moment. This happens, you know, kind of like Halley's Comet. You know, it's been the first time, this will be the first time in over 60 years where you've had an incumbent against a former president, you know, going head to head. But, this is, one of those do-overs, and it's going to be up to the leadership of the RNC, the new team, Laura Trump is now, she's the co-chair, and, things are changing there. So we'll see if the RNC can stay on top of it. They seem to be talking in a way that gives me some sense of confidence that they're ahead of some of the shenanigans that the Democrats, will pull. They're going to do everything, that... that they've done, because I've always said, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. So the Democrats have been consistent. They have been the party, the cheating party, and the Republicans have allowed them heretofore to get away with it. But to hear the Republicans now come back and say, it's silly. You know, you think about all these election cycles that have gone by, and they're finally saying, well, we're going to ballot harvest, where it's legal. Well, no kidding. Where were you about four or five voting cycles ago, right?
Right, and I hope it's not too late, because the Democrats, what they've done very effectively is change voting laws in specifically swing or battleground states. We saw that particularly in the time of COVID, where you had Mark Elias, who is an attorney, an election attorney, that works alongside the DNC, come into, Fulton County in Georgia, Nevada, Clark County, and other large counties in these battleground states, and basically threaten them to change their policies or procedures And COVID brought in a whole new wave of new laws, specifically in Nevada, where the Democratic majority fundamentally changed how Nevadans vote.
Exactly.
Mail-in voting, you know, for safety. We're now an all-mail ballot state. We're an unlimited ballot harvesting state where anybody can go. They don't have to be notarized. They don't have to be certified as a relative to the voter. Anyone can walk up and collect as many ballots as they want. We have ballot drop boxes that are unmanned, unsupervised.
Yeah.
And unsupervised. And, you know, this goes back to the fundamental concept of chain of custody. You know, the less a ballot travels, the safer it is.
Exactly.
Where there's less steps between the voter and the place where the voter casts the ballot is the most secure way to ensure that that ballot is valid. So when you have mail-in voting, drop boxes, same, you know, all of these shenanigans that have been introduced into law, whether it's Nevada or elsewhere, has really destroyed the chain of custody, and that is of utmost concern. The other concern when it comes to voting is the census. And I'm really glad, because I wrote about this back in 2019, I'm really glad that people are waking up, including our elected representatives, that this invasion at the border will impact the amount of legislative seats that are determined after a census is done. So if we have allowed 10 million people, 12 million people, 13 million people, whatever it is, illegally enter our southern border, they will be counted in the census, and Democrats will gain a near supermajority, if you will.
Yes, right.
In the House of Representatives and perhaps the Senate. So, you know, this whole border invasion is by design in order for the Democrats to secure unilateral power and basically destroy the electoral chances of any Republican.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is manipulation at its finest, and people can see it. I got to tell you, I'm shocked that the GOP is just kind of sitting on their hands on this and not, you know, yelling and screaming from the rooftops, because you know what's going to happen, just like you said. Okay, the next census is coming up in 5-6 years, and so then we're going to be living with the result of this, and we already know. I mean, there was an informal, I don't know if you saw this or not, but kind of an informal poll that was taken by Rachel Campos Duffy. She was at the border and asking all these illegal immigrants, who are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote for Trump or are you going to vote for Biden? 100% said they're voting for Biden, to your exact point.
Right. And, you know, in federal elections, illegals can't vote. However, there are many municipalities across the country, specifically in blue states, that allow illegal aliens to vote in the election. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't come down to who necessarily the illegal aliens are going to vote for at the federal level. It has to do with the amount of bodies that will be counted in the census.
Exactly.
And the fact that we're counting illegal aliens in the census is absolutely ludicrous. That needs to change. Donald Trump challenged that and lost. Mm. And we need to bring this back again. I know that Trump has promised massive deportations of illegal aliens. That is not going to solve the problem, because you know that's going to be tied up in the courts. Yeah. The ACLU and others are going to come out strong against his attempts. You know, judges may rule against his efforts. And this needs to come down to a fundamental change in the law. That is why the down ballot in the states is so important, to get the proper representation in the House of Representatives, to have hopefully, and they won't squander it again, a Republican majority in both the Senate, a sound majority in the Senate, a sound majority in the House, so we can put forward bills that will protect naturalized Americans, American citizens, against this invasion.
Exactly. Now, you know, Megan, you bring up a good point, and to understand this, this is going to be a process. Right now, you've got 7-10 million illegal immigrants and counting coming across the border, and we know in California, they will all be issued a driver's license. And so when you get issued a driver's license, guess what comes right after that? A ballot. And when you talk about chain of custody, that ballot goes to illegals. And then what do the ballot harvesters, you know, the Democrat ballot harvesters do? They go because they've got the addresses. You know, they actually do a better job than Mayorkas does in knowing where these illegals are. And so then they go to them and say, hey, did you get a ballot? And they say, hey, we're not, you know, I'm not a citizen. I'm not allowed to vote. No, don't worry about it. Just give me the ballot. I'll take care of it for you. And so this is what adds to the infiltration and the dilution of a proper vote. You know, that those votes negate a legitimate vote, and they do this in record numbers. It's not just minor numbers that some of the, you know, judges would want you to believe to say, oh, Megan, you know, why are you complaining? You know, we did look at it, and it's only a couple thousand votes, and your guy lost by, you know, 10,000. So what's the big whoop? But you see, they stopped without really, you know, it's like Joe Biden. They say, well, what's the big whoop? You know, Joe Biden only, you know, took $20 million. Why are you worried about $20 million? That's nothing in the big spectrum, you know, of things. Well, no, you're stopping at $20 million, just like you're stopping with Hunter Biden and saying, well, okay, we let go what happened in, you know, with his taxes in 2012 or 2013. We let that go. That's not that big a whoop, which was a big whoop. But, you know, they somehow let that pass. And, but there's more, you know, like everything else, there's always more underneath than we realize, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, you talk about dilution, and that's a really important point. But what we're seeing too is that you don't have to be a border state in order to impact interior communities.
Exactly.
Look at Denver. Look at Chicago. Look at New York City, where most of these illegal aliens are being sent, and now you have municipalities, Democratic municipalities, screaming that they can't afford the services that the illegal aliens are using. There's a hospital in Denver that has over $80 million of unpaid bills. They're nearly forced into bankruptcy because illegal aliens, a very small portion of illegal aliens, have used so many services that have taken away from the citizens. So not only is it the dilution of votes, it's the services that citizens pay
exactly.
for that are now being used.
And Joe, and this is at the feet of Joe Biden and the Democrats, Megan. I mean, and this is what the voters need to understand. Their eyes are not lying to them. These are the policies that are killing America and killing, really, middle America, as you pointed out in the first segment.
Exactly. Middle-class Americans are being taxed. They're taxed enough already, and now they're paying for people who have illegally entered this country, and it's not going to stop under this administration.
Well, what Barack Obama couldn't finish, Joe Biden is getting closer and closer to doing that when it comes to the annihilation of the middle class. Megan Barr, thank you, as always. Appreciate it. Take care.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.